welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History. I'm Claire Ridgway, if you don't know that by now. I write about Tudor history for a living. I've written several books on the subject, including On This Day in Tudor History, which has inspired these daily videos where I bring you events like births, deaths, marriages, executions, all sorts of things from the Tudor period. Now, where are we going back to today, I wonder? Well, on this day in Tudor history, the 28th of June 1491, that iconic, I can't even get my words out, so this iconic monarch, King Henry VIII, who we either love or we hate. We can see him as a monstrous tyrant or a Renaissance prince doing the best for his kingdom. Well, this iconic monarch was born at the Palace of Placentia, or Greenwich Palace as we generally know it by. Now, Henry was the third child and second son of King Henry VII, who was the founder of the Tudor dynasty, and his wife Elizabeth of York, who of course was the daughter of Edward IV and Elizabeth Woodville. Henry's brother Arthur, Prince of Wales, had been born in September 1486. His sister Margaret had been born in November 1489. So little Henry was the third child, and of course we'd then have Mary Tudor, Queen of France, coming after him, and few more children as well, who sadly didn't survive into adulthood. Now, little Henry was baptised at the Church of the Observant Friars in Greenwich by Richard Fox, Bishop of Exeter, and a man who was also Henry VII's Lord Privy Seal. Now, I'm going to share with you an overview of this Tudor king based on an excerpt from my book, Illustrated Kings and Queens of England. So this is based on an excerpt from that. Henry became heir to the throne when his brother Arthur died in 1502. He inherited the throne on the death of his father in April 1509, when he was just 17 years old, and he was crowned king on the 24th of June 1509 in a joint coronation with his new bride, Catherine of Aragon, the widow of his brother. His reign was seen as the start of a new era after his father's harsh regime, and Henry was very much a Renaissance prince at the start, with his charm, good looks, intelligence, love of sport, desire to fight bribery and corruption. So a real Renaissance prince who turned the kingdom around and bring it to, well, he was a bit of a breath of fresh air for the English people. However, he has gone down in history as a larger-than-life hulk of a man who had six wives and who had two of them executed, and who, according to one contemporary source, executed 72,000 people during his reign. That's a rather questionable statistic. I don't know quite what that's based on, but it does come from a contemporary source. His reign is famous for the break with Rome, which happened as a result of Henry VIII's great matter, that quest for an annulment of his first marriage to Catherine of Aragon. Catherine had been unable to provide Henry with a living son, and Henry had come to view the marriage as contrary to God's laws, since Catherine was his brother's widow. He had, of course, also fallen in love with Anne Boleyn. The Pope refused to grant Henry an annulment, but Henry took matters into his own hands after reading that kings and princes were only answerable to God. The marriage was annulled in 1533. Henry VIII had married Anne Boleyn, and the Reformation Parliament, which sat between 1529 and 1536, passed the main pieces of legislation which led to the break with Rome and set in place the English Reformation. Now, Henry VIII's achievements included the founding of the English Navy, the foundation of the Church of England after the break with Rome. He acted as a patron of the arts and he brought the Renaissance to England. Another achievement, the establishment of the Kingdom of Ireland. He remodeled government and taxation. And his promotion of Parliament, the translation of the Bible into English, his major building programme, which saw lots of defensive forts being built on the coastline of southern England, also his building of palaces, and then the passing of the crown to his son Edward without opposition, which in itself was a huge achievement for the times. Henry VIII died on the 28th of January 1547 at the Palace of Whitehall. He was buried with his third wife, Jane Seymour, in St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. He was married six times to Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, Catherine Howard and Catherine Parr. And he had five acknowledged children who survived birth. Henry, Duke of Cornwall, who was born to Catherine of Aragon in 1511, but who died when he was 52 days old. Mary I, daughter of Catherine of Aragon, born in 1516. Henry Fitzroy, Duke of Richmond and Somerset, son of Elizabeth Blunt, Henry VIII's mistress, who was born in 1519. Elizabeth I, daughter of Anne Boleyn, who was born in 1533. And Edward VI, son of Jane Seymour, born in 1537. So that is Henry VIII, who was born on this day in Tudor history, the 28th of June, 1491, at Greenwich Palace. And I just gave you that brief bio of him to kind of celebrate or to commemorate the life of this larger-than-life Tudor character, King Henry VIII. Now, I'd love it if you could subscribe to these talks. It makes them easier to find by people. And you can, of course, hit the bell to be notified if you're watching this on YouTube. And of course, you know, I welcome likes. Thank you. And comments as well. I can't read them all, but I love to get feedback and to hear your views on these topics and these people as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.